Duval County school board members are split about what should be considered self-defense when it comes to fighting in schools. As WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride reports, the board approved the new language at Tuesday night's meeting.
Among the changes in next year's code of conduct is how students are allowed to react when fights break out at school. Duval School Superintendent Nikolai Vidi says now students won't get in trouble if they defend themselves during an attack.
We define self-defense in this year's code of conduct and remove consequences associated with self-defense, meaning if a student reacts to a physical attack under the definition of self-defense, then they would not have consequences levied against them.
The code defines self-defense as blocking or shielding yourself from an attack, but not necessarily fighting back. But school board member Jason Fisher says students should be able to use reasonable defensive force to stop the attacker.
So the point is that this does not support retaliation or vengeance or someone to seek individual justice. There's still a system and a process, but it protects them. It protects them in their ability to protect themselves.
Fisher introduced his reasonable defensive force amendment Tuesday, but the board struck it down on a vote of 4-3. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.